Jesus told the Jews, He said, search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And these are they which testify of Me. They said, you won't come to Me that you might have life. And when He said to the Jews, search the Scriptures, He wasn't talking about read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, because they weren't written. He wasn't talking about Acts and the epistles of Paul and Peter and John and the Revelation, because they were not written, they were not given. But He's saying that in those Old Testament Scriptures is the message of the Christ, which is a testimony of Jesus. If they would make the connection that Jesus is the Christ that they've studied all their lifetime. They were not ignorant of the promise of the Christ that was to come, and the many prophecies in the Scripture of that promise which was to come. But what they were ignorant of and refused to accept is that Jesus of Nazareth, the carpenter, is the Christ that was prophesied to come. And it's on the basis that they rejected the idea that He is the Christ. And finally, under the force of a court of law, Jesus openly confessed, I am the Christ, the Son of the Blessed, I believe is how it was worded over there. But I am the Christ. And they cried, blasphemy, blasphemy. What more need of witness do we need? And they gave Him up to be crucified because of the fact that He confessed when He was adjured by the high priest, art thou the Christ? And you notice that that's what was asked, art thou the Christ? Now, Peter said in Matthew 16 and 16, when Jesus was questioned, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? They said, some say you're Elijah, Jeremiah, one of the prophets, and some say you're John the Baptist, risen from the dead, and so forth. But who do you say that I, the Son of Man, am? And Peter, without hesitation, he answered, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, if you're like me, as I have been for many, many, many years, I always missed the part about the Christ, because I know that He's the Son of the living God. I know that. So we say, well, praise God, His revelation is that Jesus is the Son of God. But more important than knowing that Jesus is the Son of God is to know that He is the Christ. But it's an equal revelation. There's two parts of the revelation. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. I need to turn over to show that the important part of His revelation was thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. The words of Peter, Matthew 16, 17th verse. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I will say unto thee that if thou art Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charged He His disciples that they should tell no man that He was Jesus the Christ. I want you to notice that. He didn't say, don't tell them, I'm Jesus the Son of God. And I'm sure that was just as relevant. But He said, don't tell them that I am Jesus the Christ. Well, why would He not want anybody to know that He's Jesus the Christ? The fact is that that's the reason they crucified Him, when He had confessed, I am the Christ. Because the Christ is so established in the prophecies of the Old Testament, and especially in Daniel. We're going to be going to Daniel, the ninth chapter. I don't know if it'd be today or tomorrow, but what the Christ is so established in the Scriptures, and even when He would come and what He would do is so established in the Scriptures that for anybody to say, I am the Christ, would be certain death by stoning for blasphemy. They would immediately kill anybody that would say, I'm the Christ. I am the Christ. Because that Jew, not so with the church, but that Jew has studied about the Christ from the time they're just a child, growing up, learning all the prophecies of the Christ. Now then, in the Hebrew of the Old Testament, they called him the Messiah. But the Messiah and the Christ are the same. The Christ is a Greek wording. The Messiah is a Hebrew wording. But the expectation of the Messiah was such that in that day, and this I learned from a guide in Israel when we went to Israel many years ago, but he was an archaeologist and a professor at the Hebrew University and a very learned man. But he said that before Jesus came, that for generations that mothers would actually rock their babies to sleep singing songs about the Messiah and tell them stories, as little stories they told the children growing up. And nearly all the stories began with when Messiah comes. Modern fables start with once upon a time. Well, all these started with when Messiah comes. And they would tell about how wonderful the world is going to be when Messiah comes. Because Messiah is going to take all the evil out of this world. And Messiah is going to bring in peace. And that's clear in the scriptures that we'll be going to. That when Messiah comes, this is what He'll do. But one of them He told us about said, when Messiah comes, said, the land will be so blessed that one cluster of grapes will yield 5 firkins of wine. That's a bunch of wine. But that's exactly how much wine that Jesus made out of water when He did His first miracle. And so our archaeologist friend said, proving to the people that He was the one that little story told about when Messiah comes.